All right, Jason here, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. And I'm still feeling kind of bad about not giving you a full episode last week as I normally would have. So I thought, well, I got a little bit of extra time here. Let's sit down and do another mini episode. So let's just call this one Mini Episode Beta of the Tabletop Battlefield. All right, today I'm going to do a bit of an experiment here. My goal is to kind of do some, quote, green engineering. What I mean by that is I'm going to build some terrain for you guys using only pretty much trash. So take some of that all garbage that we normally would have thrown out, add in the landfill, and, well, let's kind of cut it up, do some glue and some stuff together, actually make some buildings out of it for your war games. So what I've done here, I've pretty much collected the trash from one of my meals from lunch here. I have the empty tray of a microwave dinner. In this case, and then the box of it, I actually eat a lot of healthy choice meals because they're low in salt. So the tray itself maybe is about 9 inches by 6 inches, and the three individual components to it where you have the main course, the vegetables, and dessert. I've then got the box here, which I'm going to use as the base of the tray. I've got an empty bag of chips here that I've kind of cut in half. So I've got the inside's got the silver lining of the chip bag. I'm going to use that to do some little fence work. And we're making actually a bit of a power plant today here. So I've got two, they're Yoplait 6-ounce yogurt containers that are kind of shaped like the cooling towers of a nuclear power plant. So we're going to go ahead and turn these into kind of the cooling towers of a nuclear power plant. The last little piece we're going to use for construction is just a plastic fork. I'm going to use the prongs to actually make the cornerstone of the fence that's going to be guarding the nuclear plant. I'm also going to be using a shaft that's a little bit of measurement. So some tools I got here, scissors, nothing fancy, a hot glue gun, I'm going to be gluing all the stuff down the base using hot glue, a Sharpie for drawing on the board and the various plastic containers. I've got a pair of plastic snips, I need this to cut apart the plastic fork at the end, and finally just a hobby knife to kind of cut out some stuff. So let's get started building the main structure of the nuclear power plant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take in my little plastic tray here. I'm just going to cut out the entree portion of the meal. So it's above and beyond the largest of the three little plastic pockets there. And this is really just going to become the shape of the plant. So it's a bit time-consuming, but it's not too hard. All you have to really do is take your hobby knife and just trace around the outside edge. Of the section of the tray. And we'll actually do, if you're listening to the audio version, I'm placing the tray upside down. So the little cavities that hold all the food are facing down towards the ground. So I'm basically working on the bottom of the tray right now. That makes it a little bit easier to kind of trace the edges and cut it out. And try to keep it as smooth as possible. Just makes things a little bit easier. But if you do kind of botch things up and mess up the cut a little bit, it's not critical because you can actually kind of cheat later on when you're actually applying some flocking to the base. It kind of puts the little bushes or rocks right next to the parts of the walls you inadvertently cut holes into. So smooth is nice, but it's not really required. You can kind of work around it if you screw it up. And as usual, when you're cutting, do your best to try not to cut towards yourself just in case your knife kind of gets cut, and the knife gets stuck, and you give it a little tug, and it comes flying out, and it stabs you, because that'd be very painful and probably pretty messy. So I've got a cutout here, and if you look carefully, you can see how, it's not a very even base, so that's where the little bushes and rocks and things are going to go when I finally got this thing glued down to the base and ready to continue. Next step, I'm going to take the box here. I've actually already cut the top half of the box off because I built one of these as a demo test before I'm recording this. So I'm just going to take one of the two large areas of the box, either the top or bottom of the box, and just cut it out. And then once you got it cut out, just clear all the rest of the box. You don't need them right at the moment. And we won't be using the other cardboard pieces for this project, but I'm sure you can be creative and find some that are useful for them. So here's our box. We're going to use, the side has got the little logo on it. It's going to go on the ground, so you don't see that when you're playing the actual game. The blank side, which in my case is white, is going to become the base that's going to be facing up. And eventually we're going to put some flocking or paint it or do whatever you want to do with it to make it look pretty. So take your components that you're going to slap down the base, which here is just going to be a yogurt container and the black empty food container. And just kind of arrange that somehow on the base, however you see fit. It doesn't really matter too much. Make sure you got a nice little, that they both kind of stick in there and fit well. And then take your Sharpie and just kind of draw out, trace around it so you can make a base. And what you're going to do though is make the base relatively oval so you can assemble a fence around it using only 4 fence posts. So I'm going to be trimming a decent amount of cardboard off the outside. Outside of this base, but as you can see here, I'm just tracing around the base with my Sharpie. It's a fairly relatively oval shape. The sides aren't perfectly smooth, but don't worry too much about that. Because like I said, you're going to cover the whole thing with flocking, and it's going to be hopefully merged fairly well into the rest of your battlefield. So let's take your components off. And I'm simply just cutting around the black line that I just drew on the piece of cardboard. Okay, I got that cut out, so I'm just going to set it down. And now here's where the hot glue is going to come in. And just kind of place your black building back down on the base where you want it. And just mark a few spots along the outside where the plastic comes very close to actually touching the cardboard. And those are the places you're going to put the glue. Last time around, I tried actually applying the glue to the bottom of the black piece of plastic, and when I flipped it over, I ended up getting a lot of glue in my hands, and well, when you get hot glue in your hands, it kind of burns you a little bit, and it wasn't very comfortable. So this time, I'm going to try to do things a little bit differently by just marking out where on the cardboard I'm going to put the glue. Maybe one spot on each side would be pretty good. That's all right, that'll work. You probably don't need too much glue to hold it down. So I'm just going to go ahead and take my hot glue. And as you can see here, I've drawn the several lines that outline the black plastic food container. And I'm just going to go ahead and run a bead of hot glue along each line. Place the black plastic thing, I guess I'll call it the food container, back down on the piece of cardboard. And the glue will probably take about a minute or two to dry in place. But as you can see here now, the little main, what's going to be the main body of the nuclear reactor is now down on the piece of cardboard. So let's get working on the cooling towers. I'm going to do a neat little trick here with the cooling towers. I'm only going to make one tower, but I'm going to be using 2 of these Yoplait containers. The reason for that is I want to make this structure have the ability to simulate taking some damage. So one of these things is going to have most of the top cut off with a lot of little jagged edges, look like the cooling tower is in destroyed mode. And the other one I'm going to actually cut off the bottom of the cooling tower, cut off the bottom of the yogurt container, so when the building's not damaged, you slide this top one over the damaged one, and therefore it looks like it's undamaged, so after the building takes some damage, you can take the top one off, and it looks like the cooling tower's been blasted to pieces. So to do that, I'm really simple. Just pick a point near the bottom, well, let's say about a third to halfway up the length of the yogurt container, and just basically draw jagged lines all around the yogurt container as if, say, to represent that like the top of the yogurt container is completely blasted off and destroyed. You don't have to follow these lines exactly when you cut them out, but it just gives you a guide of where you're trying to cut. Also, it's a good time to mention, make sure your stuff's cleaned out. You really don't want any dry yogurt or any nasty stuff left over. But as you see, as I rotate the yogurt container around here in front of the camera, you can see how it's a nice little jagged line I've drawn along the circumference of the yogurt container. Get my hobby knife back out. Stab it in. And just as best you can, you're pretty much just going to go around the edge of the yogurt container. So, okay, here we go. I finished cutting off the top of the yogurt container. And as I kind of turn around here, you can see the bottom part that's left is all really jagged at its top, and therefore kind of looks like the whole top has been blasted off. So we're going to go ahead and take the other yogurt container, the one that hasn't been cut up or mangled yet, and we're going to basically cut off the very bottom. And how we're going to do this is you need to decide just how far down you want to cut this thing. the particular yogurt containers we're using, the actual bottom of the container is kind of impressed in a little bit from the actual part that actually touched the ground. So I can actually cut it off right about at that point. As you can see here, I'm holding up one I cut before. You can see I've got basically the sides cut off at about the level of where the bottom of the actual kind of storage section of the container is, if that makes sense. And let's see here. So I'm going to go ahead and just start by making a mark on the outside of the yogurt container to approximately where that lines up at. You can see there. And I'm going to actually use my fork here. I'm going to use this as a crude measuring stick. So there's a little lip that goes around the bottom of the yogurt container. I'm just going to kind of put the bottom of the fork against that lip and then mark on the fork where I made the mark on the yogurt container. So I'll hold that up there. You can see how I've got the position on the mark. The mark on the fork is at the same spot, same height as the mark is on the yogurt container. I'm going to use this mark that's on the fork and just basically mark all along, all around the circumference of the yogurt container, so when I cut it, it'll be a relatively nice, smooth cut, in theory. And it does a pretty good job of that. Okay, got that all taken care of. So now I can see I got a bunch of little dots all along the bottom of this yogurt container. And I'm going to go ahead and just kind of approximate as best you can. Just trace a line between each of the dots. They should be relatively close together, so it shouldn't be too hard of a task. But you never know. So with that done, you can see now I've got a line all around the circumference of the yogurt container that's near to the bottom, and it's relatively even from the bottom of the yogurt container. So I'm just going to cut along that line, and I'm going to take the top half off and use that to represent the undamaged portion of the cooling tower. The bottom part, you can probably get creative. You want to make a little communications array or something. That can be like a satellite dish or something, but we won't be using that in this project. So I just take my hobby knife, stab it in the yogurt container along the line, and away we go. Just cut along the line. Okay, there we go. I've cut off the bottom of the yogurt container, and now you can see I've just got the top portion here. And, well, relatively top portion is the most of it. And what I'm going to do next, I'm going to go ahead and glue down the yogurt container, the base of it, the damaged portion, to the cardboard piece, wherever you want the cooling tower to be on the base of the nuclear power plant. So to do that, just take my hot glue gun, and you know, remember I mentioned there's a little lip around the bottom of the yogurt container. I'm going to take the hot glue, and I'm just kind of beating it around the outside edge, or running around the outside edge, probably a better terminology, of the yogurt container. I'm just going to flip over the bottom portion of the yogurt container and stick it on the base next to the building, and keep it maybe a quarter of an inch away from the building. Because then what you can do is you're going to take your top half here, that's going to represent the undamaged section. You can kind of fold in all the little angled pieces of the damaged section as best you can. So you know it'll be a tight fit trying to slide this on, but after a little bit of fiddling around with it, you will actually get it to work. It works pretty well. You can see I kind of jammed on the good part of the cooling tower on top there. And when it gets damaged, pop it off, and hey, look, kind of looks like it's crudely damaged. And the cooling tower has been vaporized. Well, that's the bulk of the construction. It's really a very simple project. The last part now we're going to do is take this fork, and we're going to use it to become the fence posts. So I'm just going to cut off each of the four little prongs here. So that's where my little plastic snipper thing has come in. I'm just going to run along the base of each of the four prongs. Snip, 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 and snip. And just like that, you can see here, I got the four prongs cut off, ready to become fence posts. So in each of the four corners of the mat, the cardboard base, I'm just going to apply a little dab of hot glue. And one at a time, stick the fork prong in there, kind of hold it for about 10-15 seconds, and move on to the next one. There we go. And they'll probably dry within about a minute. So you hold it up here, you can see all four little fork prongs. So let's now get out my bag of chips. What's left of it anyway. I've actually already cut off some of the aluminum foil that encased the bag to actually make the first prototype one that's now sitting outside drying all the paint on it. And what you're going to do is now you're going to cut about four strips of equal length pieces of this aluminum foil, and those will become the fences that surround the nuclear power plant. So you want to make sure each of the four fences is relatively equal height. So start with whatever edge of the foil is fairly straight. And just like we did measuring the bottom of the good section of the cooling tower, you're going to take your fork and make a mark somewhere on the fork that's going to represent the height of the fence. I'm going to probably make a mark that's maybe half an inch, probably about half an inch long. So it's here in the picture, the top mark you're looking at. And what you're going to do is just kind of, as before, line the top portion or the very end of the fork up with the top portion of the metal bag, aluminum foil bag, and then make a mark on the bag next to where the mark on the fork stem is. And just do that several times across the length of the piece of aluminum foil. And once you got a bunch of marks made, you can go ahead and just cut along those marks. You'll find that trying to draw a line on this foil may not work very well. And once you've made the marks, just kind of eyeball it. And cut off four strips like this. And once you got those four strips done, we can go ahead and glue them down and make them into the fences of this nuclear power plant. Okay, I finished cutting out my four little aluminum foil strips here. One for each side of the base of the cardboard. So what you're going to do, start with one corner, doesn't really matter which one. Take your hot glue gun and just kind of dab a little bit of hot glue along the length of the fork prong. And take one end of the aluminum foil and just kind of stick it on in that glue. Just let that dry for a little bit. And then go to the opposite corner while that's drying and do the exact same thing, except using an obviously different strip of aluminum foil. And then now go back to the first piece that you glued on there and move over to the prong opposite the one, the other post the little aluminum foil piece is going to be attached to. And just dab on a bit of glue there. And you might have to kind of stretch the aluminum foil just a tad, make it nice and tight. Stick the aluminum foil onto that post and make sure it's relatively tight. You can kind of fudge it a little bit. It doesn't have to look too perfect. And repeat the same thing for the other corner post. So now, when you get this other corner post glued on, you should have two of the posts glued up and ready to go. Two of the fence sides glued up, ready to go. So let's go to the other two fence sides. What you're going to do is basically repeat the process. Apply a little bit of glue to the fence post, each of the fence posts. You may find that you're going to need to cut down the aluminum foil strip a little bit. If you do, that's certainly not a big deal. And also, as with the black food container, if you find that any parts of the base of the fence are not really close to the ground, you can kind of fudge a little bit and put some flocking or rock or something there so that it doesn't look too like odd or look like this is some big obvious place a person could crawl through if they wanted to. Let's go ahead and put on our fourth and final side of the fence. And once I've done that, we can call this project pretty much done. Well, the construction part anyway. You can go ahead and prime it. You don't have to use any kind of fancy primer. I'm actually kind of trying to get away with just using black spray paint in the other model. But you can just buy some cheap spray primer from the hardware store. You don't have to use like the expensive Games Workshop stuff in this. Paint it up, and you got a neat little nuclear power plant built entirely from trash. with that, I'm going to call this little job done for now. See if you get some cool stuff done and assembled. Post on Island Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. Any questions, comments, or about the show or anything, send me an email at jason@rocklesoftware.com. And, well, until next week, when I hopefully get a full review of Slayer 7 for you guys, let's call this one done. Have a good night, and I'll see you a little bit later.
Copyright 2007, Rocko Software. The intro music download with everything is by The Transform, with a flyer from www.podsafeaudio.com.